KR4 AAE mobile.
KR4 AAE W4SBX.
Got the last of the call, something BX. This is KR4 AAE.
This is Whiskey 4 Sugar Bravo X-ray, Brad in Simpsonville.
W4SBX, that call sign sounds familiar now. How you doing out there, Brad?
I'm doing pretty good. Listening for the radio and looking for someone to talk to. I just got four QSL cards in the mail today, so I'm stoked about that. It's pretty cool.
It's awesome. You know, it's just like when you're a kid waiting for the mail, seeing if you got a letter from somebody. I like it.
Ham too, and just since I was the last year, and I've probably already got over 60 QSL cards, but the one that I got today, well, two of them came from Canada, one of them came from North Carolina, but one came from Trenton, New Jersey, and it came with a certificate saying I'm like a lieutenant in the Signal Army Corps, Signal something. And it's a real nice frameable certificate, and it's celebrating the Battle of Trenton, New Jersey, or something like that.
Really cool. I'm guessing you're working on the 10-meter band, is that right?
Yes, I work all of them that I can. I'm a general, so I think a lot of them were on the Century Club on 40 meters, 20 meters, I don't really remember without looking at the card or my QRZ page where that Trent, New Jersey was from, but I think it might have been 10 meters.
Awesome. I'm kind of itching to get into the HF. However, I need to find a radio first and the appropriate antenna. Got some stuff picked out, just kind of waiting for the right price.
I don't know. I might have one coming up for sale. I'm not sure yet, but I've got an ICOM 7300 and a Geissu FT450, but I wanted to keep one for POTA. But I got a brother-in-law who's been a ham since 76, and he's moving, and he's going to get rid of some stuff, and I think he's going to give me some kind of radio, but I ain't sure yet. But I might have one for sale here soon. But you know, what I use is just an NFED halfway. They don't cost too much.
Yeah, copy that. I was looking at the NFED from the ARRL website that makes you actually put it together so you know how the components work and how everything is interconnected. That's most likely what I'm going to end up going with.
Yeah, I looked at that one, too. I almost got it, but I have a friend that's he runs a podcast, and then I bought one for like POTA. I think it was around $100, and from Reliance Antennas. And then it's more like for POTA, not for like long term use. And then the other one, I don't even know the name brand of it, but it was like $235. I know that. And it's more rigid, more durable. But if you know, unless you got restrictions, like you're in an HOA or something. I've got probably 125 confirmed contacts all on an NFED halfway.
That is very good to know on the NFED. And about the radios, keep me in mind on the radios. I'm looking for an HF. I was looking at the Yaesu 991A, and then the ICOM 7300 is on the list as well.
Peter Totter on the Yaesu, but a friend of, well, I took a class for HF through Ham Radio Prep, and they trained you on the ICOM 7300, which I didn't have. I took that class with the Yaesu FT450. It's old school, and it, well, I think it was made in like 2012 or something, but the one I got, this guy sold to me pretty cheap, and it looks like it came out of a showroom. Nothing wrong with it. And but yeah, I don't know, they're both 100 watts, and The reason I didn't get the Yaesu FT, I think, I can't remember the name of it. It's a FT something DX10 or something. I didn't get it because he told me to hold off on Yaesu because they're coming out with a new model coming up this year.
That is good to know. The Yaesu DX10, that one was on the list, so maybe I can get one of those for a little more inexpensive, but who knows? Everything fluctuates, and you never know what deals I may come across.
Yeah, there's one thing, too. I mean, if you can get that Icon for about $1,000, I think mine was like $995 on sale. You can probably, if you get it from somebody you know you can really trust, you can probably get them used for $700. But that Yaesu, that older one I got, I bought it for $400.
Sounds like you came across some really good deals there, or had a really good friend.
So the Icon I bought straight from DX Engineering, you know, it was on sale. And then one reason why I got that instead of the Yaesu, the FT, some DX10 or whatever, it was about $300 more. And the Icon is a little bit more user-friendly for a new operator. But the one thing I like about that FT450, though, even though it's old school, it lets you learn the filtering without everything being so simple, so it gave me a lot of experience in working the filtering.
Which radio was that you actually had to work the filtering? I went through a little bit of a bad spot and I missed that part.
Yeah, that is a Yaesu FT450D. It was made around 2012.
Good to know, because I'm pretty sure that's a big part of HF is filtering out what you need and what you don't need.
I'm no expert. Like I said, I'm fairly new too, but, you know, my friend, N1JUR, Eric, he's got a podcast on YouTube, he's been in ham radio over probably 30-something years, and, he's a real good guy, and, I joined the club when I was up in New Hampshire up there visiting. I was up there like 8.5 months, so. Anyway, that club, they helped me out a lot, you know, teaching me things and stuff, but, you know, it's a license to learn, they say, I guess.
That is correct. Shane, N4ZLK, was telling me about that earlier. It's like, yeah, get your license to learn now, KR4AAE.
Yeah, W4SBX for ID, but what is your QTH? And I forgot your first name again already.
My first name is Steven. My QTH is in Taylor's. I'm very close to Tom, N0TR. So, yeah, that's right about Taylor's area. Pebble Creek area, to be exact.
I've talked to him before. Might have talked to you. I don't remember, but... are you a member of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, or BRARS?
I am.
I am too, but I haven't made it to a meeting yet. I'm hoping to go, I think it's this coming Monday, the 3rd. When they voted me in, it was like, well, last month's meeting, I wasn't confirmed yet, but even though I was invited, I didn't go because, like, I mean, I didn't go, and I missed the winter field day this past weekend. I couldn't get out of bed early enough, the hours I work, but I'm planning to attend that meeting this Monday, I think it's called. I think it's this Monday.
I copy that. I will, I've got it on the calendar, so that means I will be attending. If it's on my calendar, I will be there.
Off on Monday, so it shouldn't be a problem for me. I'll just have to look up the address and put it in my GPS, and I might meet you there then, Steven.
Just been listening to your conversation just a minute or two. Hope all is well with both of you. And the KB station, I didn't get all your calls. I pick at everybody, so don't take it personally. When you say for ID, your call sign is your ID. You don't have to say that. Just throw your call sign out. But hope both of y'all are getting into the HF part of the bands as well. It's a lot of fun. I've been in it for over 20 years now. I've been around it for a whole lot longer than that. My father-in-law was a ham when I got out of the service in 1974 and wanted me to get my ham license then. But I waited about 30 years. So, anyway, I've thoroughly enjoyed my association with the ham radio people.
Yeah, my brother-in-law's been a ham since 1976, and then when him and my sister got married, I think it was 1984, I went to a ham fest with him. So I've been around it a while, and then I got into CB, GMRS, and then I wish I had done this a long time ago. It's such a good group of people in the ham community.
Station a minute if you wanted to come in there. But that's great. I'm glad that you made it into the hobby. I hope y'all have as much fun as I have and continue to have. Met a lot of nice folks. And, you know, anytime you need any help or anything, all you got to do is get on the radio most of the time and somebody will be there to help you. Gentlemen, I've arrived here at the house. I'm mobile and I've got to get out and take the groceries inside. So y'all have a great afternoon. Just thought I'd jump in and pick at you a little bit this afternoon. We'll say 73 for now. KF4DOS mobile with the group. I'm clear.
Hey, go ahead and respond to him.
Yes, I recognize the call sign, KF4DOS. That must be Gary, who manages everything SwapNet on the BRARS website.
Correct. I do. I call the net on Wednesday nights, and I'm in charge of the swap net. Go ahead and pick it up there, Fred. I got to jump out and take the groceries inside. KO4NNH, KF4DOS, mobile clear.
Listening to your guys' conversation, I just now turned on the radio enough, so I finally got off the interstate so I can talk to you guys. But yeah, this is KO4NNH for ID. Gary, I hope you have a good one, man. I'll talk to you later whenever I get some time. But gentlemen, just fun fact. You guys talking about being around hams and everything. My father's been a ham for, 20-something years now, and him and my uncle got me into the hobby.
That's awesome there. I know my dad wanted me to get into it when I was, 10 or 11 years old, but I couldn't grasp all the concepts. Now in my wisdom that I've gained over the years, I've been able to grasp the concepts and understand it now a lot better than then.
Probably back around mid to late 80s, I had a book for novice, but I was working two jobs. I was in the Marine Corps Reserve, and I was, struggling with the Morse code back then for the novice. I think it was novice class, and I never just pursued it. I wish I'd have did it. Now, I'm trying to learn Morse code, so I guess it all happens in its own timing. I'm back on the side, W4SDX.
Morse code, this is KR4AAE. Yeah, Morse code, I may jump down that rabbit hole too, I'm not sure. But I got to get running here, guys. Nice chatting with you. 73 to everybody. This is KR4AAE. I'll be clear.
Hey, it was good talking to you, Stephen, and I'll be on the side myself listening. W4SBS, clear.
I think that's your call sign. This has been KO4NH 73, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure actually listening to you guys for the past couple miles now. I'm going to sit on the side as well. I'm about to lose the repeater again. This has been KO4NH. I'll be clear. KI4MRA, this is KO4NH. KI4MRA, this is KO4NH. Dad, you there? NH clear.
Okay, K4HNR.
That okay. Good afternoon, Connor.
Well, it's good to hear you. Good afternoon. How you doing?
called you this morning. But anyway, I'm doing good. I'm pulling into a pickup, and I don't have the best signal out here. I hope I'm making it.
Nice. Yeah, you're perfectly readable. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I had a late start this morning. I didn't have the radio on much this morning, but we wrapped up everything today, and I'm just heading back to the house, coming through TR here.
So, yeah, I'm glad you had a good day. Everything good on your end, you and Gabby?
Yeah, we're doing well. Got worn out a little bit last night. We watched Honey for a couple hours while Michaela and Harris went and visited them. So yeah, I did that and tried to wear the dogs out a little bit. But yeah, work's going well. We're trying to just wind things down before we leave here for a week. And we got 2 weeks, and then we're gone for a week.
I'm looking forward to that. And do I understand you're going to be alone tonight?
Hey, just me and Samson hanging out at the house. I don't know if that's ever happened or when the last time that happened. It's been a long time if it's happened. It'd be weird.
If she's not bringing Samson with her.
You could convince her to do that.
Appreciate it. So, that's going to be a big help.
Yeah, times like this, you know, everyone just needs to help out as much as they can. Yeah, we're happy to. Absolutely.
See Isla yet?
Last time we did was Saturday. Ethan and I and Gabby went and saw her Saturday evening.
I guess I knew that. Is that when the midwives were there, too?
They were there for about an hour, overlapped with us being there, and then they left, and we stayed for probably another hour or so. How about you guys? Have you been able to see them much?
3 days, I guess Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we were able to go up there. And I held her for a couple hours yesterday. That was really special. I didn't realize Ethan had been by yet. I'm glad he had.
That was really nice. We were able to go. Well, that's awesome. You've been able to hold her. That's really special. I'm glad you got to have that time with her. That's great.
Sweetheart. Feel bad for the poor thing.
And what, a week ago today? I've been through a lot the last couple of days. It's been crazy. Well, my parents keep reaching out and asking out for updates, and they've shared all the info with their church and everything, and they got a ton of people praying for them.
Really appreciate it. I know they do too, and that's what we need or what they need.
How much more do you have going on today?
Trailer swap. I got one more pickup on this trailer after this, and then I've got two more trailer swaps to do. So it'll be 7:30 before I'm done.
Okay, nice. I think Gabby said she'll head over there around dinner time or so. I'll have some free time. I might try to put a bigger dent into this book here.
Just because I said something about it, don't feel obligated.
It's really interesting. I really want to keep reading it. I need to be better about it. There's always an excuse to not read and to do something else, but I need to keep it up.
For us to read than it is to watch things, but that's why it's easier to watch. All right, Connor, I'm going to let you go. I've got to swap this trailer out so I'm not late to my next one. Thanks for calling today. I'm glad you called me. It was good to hear from you. And I will talk to your daughter later and talk to you later at some point. Your daughter. My daughter. Your wife. Oh, my goodness. I'm tired. 7-3. I'll talk to you later. K4HNR, N4ZLK.
Hey, don't work too hard out there. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK, K4HNR, mobile.